Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, never in the history of me doing this show has a Ravens had a more heinous report card like today. Mike Preston joins us from Baltimore Sun, BaltimoreSun.com. Mike, you gave out four Fs. And my only question to you is this, man. Why not more?
You know, Rob, I went against my philosophy of, if you dress, you at least get a D. After watching that game, I'm like, nah, this is beyond the point of recall. They're getting Fs. I'm just giving them all Fs. So. I was close, man. I was thinking about you.
Man. Well, I guess we start at the top. Let's start with the quarterback.
Oh, I gave him a D-. Yeah. You know, I can understand some of the things that happen, and I get the injury and so forth. But the two delay of game penalties in the first half, mm-hmm. and then he gets called for intentional grounding. Dude, your head's not in the game. The bad pass, the pick he threw.
That was a terrible play. Terrible.
Yeah, are you into this game? Do you know you're playing? You're going against Mahomes, Kansas City. This is your chance to take over and get out of that shadow. And no, I gave him a D-. Offensive line, this is kind of nasty.
Can we circle back for a second? I love your first line for running backs. The good news is that running back Derrick Henry didn't fumble.
Well, you know, Rob, you know how you get in that sarcastic mood? Where you're just like, nah, you got to take them to task today because they're just terrible. I did enjoy Justice Hill's run at the end, but, you know, that's against the second string, third string, whatever. But, the offensive line, to give up three sacks, eight hurries on Lamar. So I just said, no, they're getting an F. The week before, they gave up seven sacks and against Detroit, and I said, nah, they at least dressed. This week, no, you're getting an F. Receivers, I think they did a decent job, but they weren't great. But their whole offense is predicated on running the football. And if they can't run, they can't pass block. We've seen that before. And it was, again, evident yesterday. So the receivers, though, I gave them a C. The entire defense, F. And you know something? I thought they would lose by maybe 7 to 10 points because when you don't have your starting defensive line, you're going to lose. Mm-hmm. But, man, at one point I was asking, who are these players that are out there on their defensive line? Like, who are these guys? I know their roster spots, but what do they look like? I don't know these guys. And then Roquan goes down, and then once he went down, that was even more fodder that you could just ask and just add and said, this is over. Secondary, Marlon Humphrey, Andy Reid does study film, because what he did was he had Worthy going in motion and taking Marlon to the outside, and he was chewing him up, and Kelsey had a decent day. So they all got Fs. Special teams, hey, can you at least stop the other team from returning kickoffs 43, 41, 39 yards? I gave them a D because Tyler Loop at least hit on two field goals. And the coaching? Coaching speaks for itself. And then sometimes, even John Harbaugh yesterday, when he started talking about the short yardage situation, and he didn't approve of some of the stuff that Monken was calling, I'm like, ooh, it's kind of a bite to it. But they get a D, and usually they're pretty good when they come back after a tough loss. They were terrible. They were really bad. So, nah, Rob, it was an effed up effort.
It was. Hey, Mike, I gotta ask you, it's such a grading. One of the things that really pissed me off, I'm sure you know, no surprise here, they don't rap when they tackle. I mean, it's really, it's evident, it's clear as glass. Like, these guys just, they throw a shoulder and expect the opponent to fall down. And that just doesn't happen. And I don't understand this, because there was one play that they had him for a loss. They end up giving up like 20 yards after that. Mm-hmm. Like, how can you be so poor at tackling? The only guy that was tackling yesterday was Martin. He rapped. He should teach the other players. At 5'9", 170, he was wrapping people up and taking them down. Mm-hmm. It's disgraceful. Like, is that a coaching thing, or is it just – they've been doing this since they're 10 years old.
You know, part of it, I mean, this is just a small part of it, is they don't hit anymore in practice.
Yeah.
They don't do that. So how do you practice that? You don't. But you see it all the time, and it's not just the Ravens. You watch a lot of football around the NFL. A lot of these guys don't tackle. They don't wrap up anymore. And part of it is, and another part of it is, If you hit them too hard, you know, you get that penalty. Mm-hmm. Can't hit them too hard. Can't knock them out like that. But they got some issues. You know, this team has some issues, and I don't know if it'll be resolved by next week. But at least they have the Texans coming to town. That's going to be interesting to watch, because again, I mean, you watch that game and just. It was like the varsity against the junior varsity. And I know they had injuries and so forth, but you expect some of these guys to step up and play better. Even those guys didn't even play that great. So I don't know. I don't know. I'm tell you the truth, guys. I am at a loss for words except for F. That's the only thing I could get out this morning.
And the problem is, they look like junior varsity from the coaching staff down, though. It was not just on the field.
Right. It was all around effort, dismal. You know, if there's a D word, it's dismal. Okay, or disappointing, but it was not fun to watch. And the great thing about it, guys, coming here, the barbecue was excellent. Okay, gotta find something to be happy about, right?
You got to. All right, Preston, we talk to you at 9:30.
Yep, I'll be back, guys.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot.
See you in a minute.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Monday morning quarterback. Coach's Corner at 8:30. I'm sorry. But on the other side, game balls on the.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fan. Giving out game balls. 410-583-1057. If you have some you want to give out. Ed Norris, who gets your game ball, my man?
James Cook, Buffalo Bills. They won handle yesterday. 117 yards on the ground, 22 carries. He's one of the premier backs in the league. And I got to say, I know he's good by reputation. I had no idea how good he really was, though. He is just...
Oh, James Cook?
Yeah, he's something, man. He really is. He is something.
Those Cook brothers.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's good. And my other game, MVP, whatever, goes to Matthew Stafford. Big day. Big win against a good team. 341 yards in the air and three touchdowns. He's, you know, there was a lot of question about him beginning the season with his back and all this. He's healthy. He's fine. And he had a great day yesterday. So 341 yards on the three touchdowns in a win over the Colts.
My game ball goes to the Chiefs defense. They just held the Baltimore Ravens down and just got nothing. Absolutely produced nothing. That 71-yard run, I agree with Mike Preston. That was mop-up time. Came late in the game. No one cared. Didn't do anything. That Chiefs defense played extraordinary good against the Baltimore Ravens. Joe, who's your game ball?
This is hard. I guess Tyler Loop. He didn't miss.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't like giving it to the other team. F the Chiefs.
Tyler Loop actually saved a touchdown.
He did. I mean, yes,
he's done that before this season too.
I'm glad they taught him how to tackle this time. That was good though. Yeah, man, this sucks.
You're a little dejected today, Joe.
Actually, you know, the nice thing is I can tell the overall feeling of the city by how you lose. Last week, people were just pissed off. Now they're just so dejected that no one's calling.
Yeah, isn't that something? Yeah,
it's just,
that's a bad sign. Like, that's apathy. That's apathy.
Yeah, that's it. That means it could be a long season.
So let me go back to what I said earlier in the first or second segment. John Harbaugh, your little snarky answers and remarks and comments. And you can't do that in football. You only got 9 home games this year. 7 left. You need to chill out.
There was a caller earlier. He didn't want to hold on. He asked, how much sway do you think Lamar has in terms of someone keeping their job or
all the
losing
sway that
it?
He wants?
A lot.
Exactly.
All the sway that he wants.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't disconnect with the fan base, dude. Those press conferences, the NFL does those mandatory press conferences to keep you connected to the fans, because the NFL, the smart people who run the NFL, who started this thing, knew that fans are critical to your league. As I said before, baseball can have a bad game, and within a week, they could go 5-0, 6-0, and get you back. In the NFL, you lose Sunday and it's a bad loss, you got to wait a full week to try to get the fan base back. Well, what happens in that week is very important, because you got to put together some goodwill. Because if not, Ed, those folks aren't coming on Sunday to see you play. Some of them aren't. You got to get some, yes, you just lost 2 in a row. It ain't the fans' fault. Now get some goodwill. And go out and get these people back, because you're losing them.
Right, what would
now.
You like to hear if you
the,
were?
I don't want the smart ass answers. I don't want that. Yeah. That's what I don't want. I don't want that, dude. Give me. Be as sincere in losses as you are in wins. You don't have to be as long, but don't give me. You know, we're wondering why Derrick Henry didn't get the ball more. Well, that's just how game flow is. Come on, man. Seriously, that's all you got for me?
Yeah.
That's all you got for
that's
me?
It's like, it could go, you know, well, you can go a little more in depth into this.
Yeah. This is not about the media. You want to have your rage, your war against the media? Fine. But you do understand, as you're talking to the media, your fan base is hearing that.
Yeah.
So while you're raging your war against us, you're losing that battle against with the fans, man. Because they hear that and I'm like,
That's right.
We're not doing this for the fan at the end of the bar. Okay.
That was, remember that?
Okay. I wouldn't have said that. Well, that fan at the end of the bar probably has about 12 jerseys.
Yeah. No doubt.
PSLs. Yeah. And the only time they're at the end of the bar is when you're playing on a road, because when you're at home, they're in the stadium.
Yeah.
You better chill. Mess around and lose them.
It's funny you say that. It's probably true about the jerseys. They're probably, it's the guy at the bar. He's got, you know, a Ravens jersey and 5 different numbers and a couple of different, you know, road, black, white. You know, just like, yeah.
your schedule is in his wallet. And it's a magnet on his refrigerator. and he has equal amount of Colts and Ravens memorabilia in his basement. You better treasure that guy or that woman because they keep you going. Let's go to Angel in Baltimore. What's up, Angel?
Hey, guys. Listen, good morning.
Good morning.
I've been calling for the Ravens to part ways with Harbaugh for a number of years now. But now you were talking about the press conference, and to me, that crystallizes exactly why they need to part ways with him. This is a guy who feels, hey, my job's not on the line because my relationship with the owner is so good that I could do and say anything that I want, and I can be as matter-of-fact as I want because I don't have to worry about my job. You know what? That's the problem.
Hey, thanks a lot, Angel. Ed, fans are sure for fanatic, man.
Mm-hmm.
You got to know that.
Yep.
You got to know it. 410-583-1057. Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
What's going on? What's going on, man?
Well, along those lines, you know, he lost me years ago when he was at a press conference and he told a fan, maybe you need to find another team. Do you remember that? Another team to root for. Do you remember that press conference?
Yes.
I forgot what the question was about.
I do.
But, you know, I'm just happy this morning. Because,
see, hold on. Can I stop you for a second, Mike? Can I stop you? See, this is why you don't do things like that. That was years ago, and here's a fan calling remembering that. That's why you don't do that. They don't forget,
and
fans bring it back out at times like these. But go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I'm just happy because, you know, it's only 136 more days till spring training, man. that's the best take. Man, I didn't have a good feeling going into the game, and then the injuries, and then when you put Andy Reid against Harbaugh, you know, it's like the man coaching against boy. But I don't know, man. It's just I don't know. I'm not really too confident about the outcome of this season, even if we get some of the people to return from the injuries or whatever. I'm just kind of not too confident. Like I said, I'm waiting for spring training, man.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike. Appreciate it. Let's get one more. Let's go to Baltimore and get Brian. Interesting call. What's up, Brian?
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm a diehard Eagles fan, but my parents were lifelong Ravens fans.
Okay.
This situation reminds me so much of Philadelphia when it was time for Andy Reid to go. A lot of success, a lot of great memories, but he lost the locker room. Fans didn't care anymore. They weren't prepping for games. And it might be a rough couple years, but it might just be time for Harbaugh to go. So, and I haven't seen the early reports, but if this wasn't truly a hamstring injury, this is going to be a long season answering those types of questions.
Hey, thanks a lot. Appreciate that, Brian. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, Monday Morning Quarterback. More fan reaction at 9 o'clock. But on the other side, we'll hear directly from Coach Harbaugh, Coach's Corner, up next on The Fan. Monday Morning Quarterback, Ed Norris, Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn will be back tomorrow. John Harbaugh gave us an update on injuries, Lamar Jackson and others.
I don't have any really updates on seriousness of injuries right now. There's nothing that looks like it's season ending by any stretch for anybody, any of those guys. But we'll have to look at those injuries tomorrow and see where we're at.
Yeah. We'll hear from him today. We hope to get some updates, especially on Lamar.
Particularly Lamar, but there's a lot of others. Lamar's looked looked the least serious, but there was some yesterday that looked kind of bad. Like the Wiggins injury looked painful. Marlon, I don't know what's going on with him. So, you know, and there's just a whole host of injuries. And the problem is so little information comes out, and it's not just here, it's any NFL team. You get almost no information. And I get it. I don't know if it's part of a CBA or what. They're not bound by HIPAA. But, it's probably part of the collective bargaining agreement. But they don't give you anything. It's like, do we have any idea when Pat Ricard's coming back? Any idea on any of these guys? It just seems like, I don't know. The situation, it's funny. Even a bad situation, if you know what the situation is, you can plan. And you can, like, prepare yourself. When you have a situation like this, like, when it's just one big, I don't know. I don't know.
John Harbaugh earlier also talked about losing three defensive starters.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm talking about with the challenges. I mean, those are the challenges that you do face from time to time. And, you know, it's tough in a game like this against a really good team on the road. But, you know, you got to try to find a way to win anyway. And we've never made excuses for those kind of things. And the guys who are up there are going to play well. And we've got to find ways to put our guys in the best positions to execute play after play and play a winning football game. You know, that'll be our challenge.
It's going to be that challenge. It's going to continue to be that challenge while the injuries continue to pile up. It's just deja vu again. Baseball team, now football team. Injuries, injuries, injuries. I remember hearing the manager every day comment on injuries, injury updates. It kind of seems like we're getting that from John Harbaugh now. And we don't want that at all, Ed.
No. We don't want that at all. I don't know. The problem is, you know, we get to the point, I think, where we are now. Is I just like to know from fans or whomever, like, what would make you happy at this point? What do you need to hear from the organization that would satisfy you given what's gone on so far? If anything, I don't know if anything could be said.
John Harbaugh also, you know, the offense looked good early, the first drive. Then Coach Harbs, what happened after that?
Well, I mean, I think you just take it drive by drive. The second drive, we went down the field again, and we had a, you know, interception. You know, 54 made a great play. I mean, it's just a great football play he made. So that stopped that drive. Then the next drive, we came out, we had two good plays, but, the, you know, we get two delay of games, you know. So we're trying to crowd noise. We're trying to, you know, signal some things or change plays or whatever we were trying to do, and we took the delay of games, unfortunately, you know, and there really weren't circumstances where we wanted to take timeouts there because you know you're going to need those timeouts. Thought we could overcome them, you know, and we almost did, but then we got another delay game. So that's really out of character for us. I mean, I can't remember the last time we really had delay of game penalties. That's never been something that's been an issue for us. So that's surprising, but we've got to deal with it. You know, we got to handle it.
Yeah, you do have to handle it, and it hasn't handled it at all. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Let's go out to Zach in Baltimore who wants to comment on Harbaugh. What's up, Zach?
What's up, fellas? Good morning.
What's up, man?
Hey, you know, I've always been of the mindset that players play and coaches coach. And, you know, if you're looking for a throat to choke, it doesn't need to be that much more complicated sometimes. I've always also been of the mindset that, you know, professional coaches like Harbaugh don't come along very often. There's not even 32 of them right now, right? That being said, you know, maybe it is time. Like, culture is real and leadership is real and pace and tone and energy and focus is all real. And this team just looked outmatched. I mean, with the exception of the Cleveland game, they don't look prepared. They look like they're outmatched. They don't look like they're in the right position. And now you got the injuries that'll be the scapegoat if and when that happens.
You don't think they look prepared in the other games? I mean,
I don't think they look prepared. Okay. I don't think they look prepared. I think they're misaligned on defense. They're missing reads. Lamar's running around like a chicken with his head cut off. There's the offensive line's horrible. The defensive line's horrible. And I think the margin of error between the teams, talent-wise, if you look through the 32 teams, the difference in a lot of cases isn't the talent on the field. The margin between team A and team B is so slim. It's the preparation. It's the coaching. It's the things behind the scenes that make the difference between winning football teams and losing football teams. And, you know, for 18 years, we've had a winning team, but maybe it's just time at this point. I'll hang up and listen to you guys.
Thanks a lot. 410-583-1057. That seems to be, I don't want to say the consensus because you don't hear from everybody, but that seems to be a lot of people are headed in that direction, Ed.
They're heading that direction, and I understand what he's saying, and it's fair because he's right. The margin of difference in the NFL is very slim. Because look what the Giants did with the Chargers yesterday. It almost doesn't matter. They're all NFL teams, so they have a lot of talent. And you know, on any given Sunday, as that old saying goes, anybody can win. The only thing I would say in a case like yesterday, essentially the Chiefs were playing against the Ravens preseason squads. Think about it. There were guys in the field. I don't care who you were out there. You didn't know who the hell they were. There were guys out there, you saw their numbers and their names, like, who was that? That was on the line. In the end, it was in the secondary.
Keon Martin. I was like, who is Martin?
The best tackler on the field? Yeah. Yes, that guy.
I had to look it up.
Yeah, so did I. I'm like, who the hell is 38? Keon Martin. Oh, all right. Yeah.
Let's go to Frank and Perry Hall. What's up, Frank?
Hey guys. Hey. I'm the one I called last week about Harbaugh looks like an HR director. I feel like he's a master of the words, but I don't know if he knows X's and O's. One thing that just hit me, if he's a special teams guy, why are we letting up so much yardage on kick returns? When I saw that yesterday, I think they returned it twice into Ravens territory. I was like, this is not a good sign, because special team players are wannabe defensive players, and they make their bones on that special team squad so they can get the nod to play defense. And when we're letting up so much, I feel like that's a precursor, a canary in a coal mine, so to speak, of what this defense is capable of. But I look back, we had great teams because we had O-line. We had two Hall of Famers, Yonda, Ogden. They kept them all in line. Same with defense. You had those two Hall of Famers that kept everybody in line. Who are those guys now? Thanks, guys. Take care.
I want to go back to something that you and Joe said about yesterday, not knowing guys on the field. And I give you that. But we knew who our guys were on the field in week one. We knew the guys on the field in week three. We knew those guys.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys were, I mean, you're right. Yesterday.
But we're talking about yesterday's game.
Yeah, but the problem is, yes, but this is, the problem is they're 1-3, not 3-1.
But we're talking about yesterday's game.
I understand that, but I think what the fans are bringing up, though, is the culmination of everything they've seen.
I hear what they say, but the problem is the Lions were a better team by far. Their guys were better than our guys that day. The Bills that we blew yesterday's game, I think if they had the full complement of players, they would have beaten the Chiefs, because I don't think the Chiefs were as good as they were.
The Lions were better team than us because they smacked us in the mouth.
Yeah.
But that could be a problem on coaching as well.
But you get smacked in the mouth and still lose by a touchdown, though.
Yeah.
This is truly...
This was like they played our practice squad.
Yeah.
I feel like we're making excuses again.
Absolutely. It's not an excuse. They suck.
But yesterday was not just in a nutshell or in a vacuum. This has been a problem all year. This team looks at times like they're not dialed in to play football.
But still only four games, though. You have 13 more. Like, let's say that they win the next two games and they go in the bye at 3-3. And the rest of the schedule after that is very, very easy.
But that's the problem. Rest of the schedule is very easy.
But I mean, even then, they could still be just as bad as they are now, and end up like they would just be a fraudulent team. It just wouldn't look that way. They could end up being like, I would say that they would, before Lamar got hurt, I thought they'd win the next two games, go in the bye at 3-3, and probably end the season at like 12-5 or 11-6.
If they went 6-0 over the next six games, or expanded Jets 7-0 over the next seven games, that would tell me nothing about this team.
Exactly. I completely agree.
Okay. All right. So we're on the same page with that. 410-583-1057 is the number. More fan reaction at 9:00, but on the other side, AFC North report.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Fan.
Monday morning quarterback on 105.7 The Fan with the Big Bad Morning Show. Ravens, Bengals, Browns, and Steelers. The AFC North Report, sponsored by Plaza Ford, offering transparent pricing on their extensive inventory of new, used, or certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs, with no hidden fees. Online at plazaford.com.
And coming off a 6-for-6 drive, he'll throw to begin this drive, and it's DK Metcalf! He's in the loose! There goes
goes DK. A block from Austin. Inside the five. Into the end zone. 80-yard touchdown. Rodgers to Metcalf.
Huge day for DK Metcalf. That 80-yard touchdown strike. Pittsburgh Steelers win 24-21. They're now 3-1 on the year. Running away with the AFC North Division. Rodgers, 18 of 22 for 200 yards. Keep in mind, he had 200 yards passing. 80 of them came on one play. So that means the other 17 completions, he had 120 yards. Your thoughts on the Steelers, though? Just make it, finding a way.
They seem to always find a way. It's the, and I've talked about, like, you know, I told them to the beginning of the year, I think they're a playoff team. They look like they are a playoff team. And this is what they seem to do all the time, though. And, you know, they can have, I mean, they have Aaron Rodgers now, but they've had quarterback issues the last couple of years. Everything's kind of been questioned. I don't know. They get it done, and they're getting it done now. And by the way, you know, they're ahead of us in the standings by far.
Ahead of everybody in the standings.
Ahead of everybody
right
in the standings in the division.
Yeah. I mean, yep. Ravens just aren't, yep. You know, right. Pittsburgh Steelers, you got a veteran quarterback, veteran coach, and guys are answering the bell. I think DK Metcalf is the answer.
Yeah.
He seemed to be a good guy for Rodgers. He and Rodgers seemed to gel well. They seem to be getting it done together. What about their running game, though? The Pittsburgh Steelers running game. Do you think that's good enough? Because you're going to have to run the football in Pittsburgh. AFC North got to be able to run the football. Do you have the confidence in them to be able to run the football?
I don't know. Honestly, I don't know enough about their running game this year to answer because I've not seen them play.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I like the guy Kenneth Gainwell. He had a good game yesterday, 99 yards on 19 carries. Now, you say they lost someone yesterday, Joe?
Both Jalen Ramsey and
yeah, I did see that Ramsey.
Yeah, Ramsey's going to be down for a few games. Didn't say exactly what it was. Calvin Austin, I believe, is going to be down too.
Yeah, so, I mean, we'll see about them. They are, I mean, the defense has stepped up, and you can say, well, it was the Minnesota Vikings. Well, you know, what do?
You play
who's in front of you. Yeah. You know, so they didn't give up 40 points against the Vikings. They gave up 21, which wasn't great. They did give up 15 in the fourth quarter, though. Vikings had a strong comeback that fell short. The Browns, let's go to the Cleveland Browns. Yesterday, they lose to the Detroit Lions. Not only did they lose, they got demolished. Joe Flacco, 16 of 34, 184 yards, no touchdowns, two interceptions. His passer rating was 39.3.
What?
39.3 was his passer rating. That's like getting a 200 on the SAT.
Just showing up.
He just showed up, man. That's what that's like. That's like getting a D on Mike Preston's report card.
Right.
He's dressed.
Dressed.
Yeah. I mean, no. I mean, Quinshon Judkins had a pretty good game, I guess. You know, just about 4 yards a carry, 21 carries, 82 yards. You know what's funny? How they lose by 24 and their running back still gets 21 carries. I guess because Joe Flacco was under 50% passing and threw two interceptions.
You know, can we go back to the Steelers for a second?
Go ahead. Go right
ahead.
After we mentioned
the running game. The running game's horrific. Average 80 yards a game. The passing game's terrible. The defense is near the bottom. How the hell are they getting this done? The defense is basically the bottom four teams. Cowboys are in dead last. The Ravens next. Giants, Steelers. That's yards per game. Offense is just as bad. It's just like if you look at the – I mean, the total offense, they are – yeah, Titans, Bengals, Eagles, Steelers. I don't get it. They're right at the very bottom. They're fourth from the bottom in total offense.
Oh, the Pittsburgh Steelers?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just making it away.
They're making it happen, though, yeah.
Yeah, I give them credit.
I don't think they can be deceiving when you look at stats.
I don't criticize them at all, man. If you can just get it done. The Eagles don't look pretty. The Eagles don't look pretty.
No.
And that's not criticism, Eagles fans. The one thing your quarterback knows how to do is win. You can go, is he top 10? No. Is he top this? No. But you know what he is top in? Winning. Because he does whatever it takes to win games. There's nothing wrong with that. And the Steelers right now are doing whatever it takes to win games. You keep stacking those wins at the end of the season, they all count. And to finish out the division, the Cincinnati Bengals play the Denver Broncos tonight. Let me, honestly, I'll ask you this question, Joe. Jets, Dolphins, Bengals, Broncos. Any interest in either one of those games?
The Dolphins have new uniforms tonight. They look pretty cool.
Okay. That's what you're going with, the new uniform. Yeah.
I mean, also, like, the way the Ravens lost yesterday, it's just like, I don't even want to watch football.
You know.
It's just like, it's on all the TVs up here.
Yeah.
And it's just, and you know, like, the Ravens will be, when I watch NFL Live at 4 o'clock today, they're going to be.
Because it's the Ravens.
And the Chiefs. The so Ravens. Half of it's going to be, oh, the Chiefs are back, and then the other half is, the Ravens are screwed.
Yeah. That's why you love the NFL, right?
I mean, sometimes.
We can't even get sarcasm from him.
I can't,
today.
Man.
We're getting nothing from this.
It is funny though, because when you get a game like it's like a kick in the nuts. You're like, oh man, like you don't want to do it. You try not to take it personally because you don't play for the team. Oh, yeah, but it's like,
and I don't. It's not my job,
right? Exactly. But man, it really does hurt a lot.
You need a hug too.
I might.
You know, I'm going to be back next week.
Yeah.
Be like, absolutely. All right. Like, back at it.
Nuts again.
That's right. I'm ready to be hurt again.
We go around the NFL, pick out MVPs at 9:15. But on the other side, you get to take over 410-583-1057. Monday morning quarterback on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.